The Four-Part Embodied Awakening Invocation Cycle. Hi, I'm Benjamin Bernstein, author of Instant Divine Assistance, your complete guide to fast and easy spiritual awakening, healing, and more. This is one of the bonus recordings mentioned in the book, which anyone is welcome to access for free at instantdivineassistance.com. In this recording, I'll guide you through the Four-Part Embodied Awakening Invocation Cycle. This is the most advanced invocation process in my book. It assumes you've already learned certain important information, either by reading the book or doing the guided recording for the Embodied Awakening Invocation Shortcut. So that you don't become lost or confused, I strongly recommend you first do the guided recording for the Embodied Awakening Invocation Shortcut or read Chapter 2 in the book if you haven't done so already. Then you'll be ready for this recording. This recording is like the training wheels on a bicycle. Once you get the hang of this invocation cycle, you'll no longer need this recording. Your body position doesn't matter when you do this. The only requirement is that you can focus your attention, and it's ideal to be as relaxed as possible. It's best to do this with your eyes closed. This is because your brain devotes most of its energy to visual processing. Having your eyes open would distract most of your attention. Feel free to pause this recording if you need more time for any part of your process. There are four invocations in this cycle. One, your higher self saturates you with the maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. Two, you merge with your higher self at its level, experiencing yourself as pure, blissful energy. Three, your higher self merges with you in your physical body. And four, you ask to consistently maintain the consciousness of your higher self from now on to the greatest extent that serves highest good with optimal physical functionality. There's a richness and sweetness to this longer process you don't get with the shortcut. Most notably and blissfully, this cycle gives you a chance to merge with your higher self in the spiritual realm. The shortcut, optimized for speed and efficiency, skips this step. Also, the final invocation in this cycle asks to maintain the maximum divine awareness that you can hold from now on with optimal physical functionality. With this invocation, people often experience tingling and upgrades in their brains. These tingling and upgrade experiences don't happen as often with the shortcut. Some people also experience a deeper level of awakening during this fourth invocation. Obviously, this process is more involved than the shortcut. If it seems too complicated, feel free to skip it. Everything else you learn in my book will still work just fine. In the Reawakening Strategies section of Chapter 8, you learned how to reawaken yourself if necessary. My first suggestion is to do the Embodied Awakening Invocation Cycle in Chapter 8 on your own. If that's not enough, I suggest you work with this recording. With all four invocations, say them aloud if possible, silently if you must. Here's the first invocation. Please repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please saturate me with the maximum light and divine consciousness that serve highest good, this or something better. Thank you. Now, rest in passive awareness of subtle energy if you feel it. Otherwise, feel your breath come and go on its own. If you don't already feel some peacefulness, pause this recording and remain passive until you do. Once you start feeling peaceful, repeat this second invocation after me. Spirit that I am, please merge me with the peacefulness of my higher self at its level, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Thank you. Now shift your awareness to feel peacefulness. Rest in simple awareness of whatever peacefulness you already feel. Play the minimum effort game, dropping your effort level to zero. Do you still feel the peacefulness? If not, add the absolute minimum effort needed to feel the peacefulness. As this invocation takes effect, the peacefulness will grow stronger all by itself. Soon, you'll start feeling light or floaty. Eventually, you'll feel like a cloud of energy or ball of light. You'll experience yourself as pure energy with no shape or form. You'll feel exquisitely peaceful, and you won't experience any mental chatter or challenging emotions. Once you're having this experience, congratulations! You've awakened to your higher self. Rest in your peaceful light body. At this level, there's nowhere to go and nothing to do, but it feels amazing. If you need more time to have this experience or get as close as you can, feel free to pause this recording. Also, feel free to pause this recording after any or all of the questions that follow to give yourself all the time you need to feel deeply into each one. Once you've merged with your higher self, it can be enlightening to ponder the following questions. What feels more real, my peaceful light body or my physical body? What if my more fundamental identity is this peaceful ball of energy instead of my physical body? What if my physical body is like a rental car I use for a few decades? What if my human part could enjoy the same exquisite peacefulness as my divine part? What if this soul-deep ecstasy, free of mental chatter and challenging emotion, could be my human self's new normal? How wonderful would your life be then? I mentioned the core benefits of embodied awakening a lot in my book. You might even have them memorized by now. You'll enjoy more harmony, flow, ease, and grace daily. Whatever you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure everything out, you'll make more decisions intuitively, and you'll enjoy more euphoria in everything you do. People often say, it doesn't get any better than this. But after you experience these ecstatic divine states, you'll have a new motto. It always gets better than this. The third invocation is next. Pause this recording if you want more time with your higher self at its level. When you're ready, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, please integrate my physical and spiritual bodies to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Return to passively feeling energy or breath. Use the minimum effort needed to maintain this awareness. Once your physical and spiritual bodies have merged, it can be helpful to ask yourself the following questions. Be sure to feel deeply into each question before asking the next one. As I mentioned, feel free to pause this recording after each question so you have enough time to feel into it. Do I have full awareness of my physical body? Do I have full awareness of my peaceful light body? Can I feel both bodies at once? Are my physical and spiritual bodies so integrated that it's hard to tell them apart? Do I feel smooth electricity in my physical body? And is that electricity comfortable? Am I free of mental chatter and challenging emotions? Do I feel deeply peaceful? Is this new consciousness maintaining itself without effort? As you already know, your in embodied awakening wants all the following are true. Deep peacefulness, no mental chatter or challenging emotions, and the state maintaining itself. Even if you're partway there, it's still a wonderful step forward. Once you've achieved embodied awakening, luxuriate in this exquisite consciousness for a moment or two. Then ask yourself, which do I prefer, how I feel now or how I usually feel every day? If you prefer how embodied awakening feels, would you like this to become your new normal? Remember that you can fulfill all your responsibilities more responsibly and joyfully in this state. If you said yes, as most everyone does, then here's the fourth and final invocation in this cycle. Please repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please grant me the most strong, consistent, and ever-deepening embodied awakening that serves highest good, this or something better. Thank you. Rest in passive awareness of energy or breath using minimum effort. You may feel a significant energy shift in your body. Unusual energetic phenomena may occur as your higher self upgrades you to hold embodied awakening more powerfully and consistently. You may feel this most strongly in your brain. Just let this happen. Trust that your higher self knows what it's doing because it does. Remain passive. Pause this recording until the energy has stabilized. Next, open your eyes and look around the physical space you're in. Is your embodied awakening holding steady on its own as you visually engage with the physical world? It can be fun at this point to swing one of your arms in a wide arc. Do you feel your tingly energy arm moving in sync with your physical arm? Once you feel that, it can be easier to feel the same tingly energy throughout your body. This is that smooth electricity mentioned earlier. This completes the four-step invocation cycle. Now you can enjoy the profound benefits of embodied awakening in everything you do. That's all for this recording. Thank you for letting me guide you, and I hope you found it helpful. As a reminder, you can access this and other bonus content for my book at InstantDivineAssistance.com.